But that's the point. It's all possible. And it all happens under the right conditions. And you're part of the right conditions. You have to be in the right attitude to receive it, to accept it, to use it, for it to not be something that passes through you and it's like it never happened. It's not magic. It's not some magical event that drops from the sky. It's the absolute mechanics of transformation, which are scientific, operate scientifically. It's not hocus pocus. I don't wave some magic wand or hypnotize you somehow and then something goes on. Anything that happens for you is exactly what the universe intends. I can't cause it any more than I can prevent it. And it's a very amazing process, because those of you who've been here maybe more than three times must have heard me say that I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. There's no rehearsal, there's no notes, there's no preparing. And this is an opportunity for me to explain that even more specifically, if you're interested, that the process has something to do with your transformative mechanics, the mechanics of transformation as they operate in and for you. So if I had a preconceived notion of what my mouth needs to say, it would completely negate whatever you need. Now, I've never said this at a public meeting before, but let me say it because it's interesting. No reason not to say it. It's interesting to me, probably be interesting to you. When the person who has my job is speaking, everybody's hearing something different. When you go to the supermarket and you talk to the person at the checkout counter, that may or may not, but more likely isn't happening. But here, that's happening. Because it isn't about what I'm saying, it's about what the universe is wanting for you. You don't come here the same way as you go to Ralph's. You don't come here the same way as when you go to a party. You don't come here the same way as when you go anywhere else. You come here for absolutely sincere and sacred reasons. You come with sacred intention. Do you actually think the universe isn't aware of that? Doesn't respond to that, doesn't create for you what needs to be created? So again and again, people come up to me and say, you know, what you said tonight is exactly perfect for me. It's like you were talking just to me and nobody else. It's exactly what I needed to hear.